早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们早晨在一起擘饼。
We thank the Lord that together we can break bread.
我想我们在擘饼里面真的都享受主。
And in communion we can enjoy of the Lord.
主实在让我们里面喜乐满足。
He truly allows us to be joyful and satisfied.
能够在基督里是一个何等大的福气。
It is a great privilege to be in Christ.
让我们永远满足。我们在基督里的福分。
And forever, He satisfies everything that we can gain in Him.
刚才我们弟兄已经说了，今天我要交通的题目就是基督释放我们自由。
Previously, our brother just shared with us that today we are talking about the freedom that we enjoy in Christ.
神的儿子到地上来，就是要来释放我们自由。
The Son of God came to this world to set us free.
那我们一起来读几处圣经。
Together, let's read some scripture.
头一处我们来读希伯来书。
First off, let's read the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
读第三节和十四、十五节。
Verse 3 and then 14 and 15.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章，我们大家一同读好吗
？Hebrews 2 verse 3, let's read together.
第三节来，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。十四和十五节
，verse 14 and 15.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。第二处，我们来读加拉太书。
Second passage, the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们读第一节到第十一节
Verse 1 through 11
加拉太书第四章从第一节到第十一节
Galatians 4 1 through 11
加拉太书第一章第四章第一节我们一起来
Together
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别乃在师父和管家的手下只等他父亲预定的时候来到我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此及至时候满足神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生且生在律法以下要把律法以下的人赎出来叫我们得着儿子的名分你们既为儿子神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心呼叫阿爸父可见从此以后你不是奴仆乃是儿子了既是儿子就靠着神得为后嗣但从前你们不认识神的时候是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆现在你们既然认识神更可说是被神所认识的怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学情愿再给他做奴仆呢你们谨守日子月份节期年份我为你们害怕唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫我们再读第五章
Galatians chapter 5
第五章我们先读一到四然后十三到十四
We'll read first verses 1 through 4 and then 13 and 14
一起来
Together
基督释放了我们叫我们得以自由所以要站立得稳不要再被奴仆的恶辖制
Behold I Paul
好我们再把第二到第四念一下我保罗告诉你们若受割礼基督就与你们无益了我再指着凡受割礼的人确实地说他是欠着行全律法的债你们这要靠律法称义的是以基督隔绝从恩典中坠落了 13和14。
Verse 13 and 14.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。接着我们来读约翰福音第八章。
Next, we'll turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章，我们读31到36节。
John 8, we'll read verse 31 to 36.
约翰福音第八章第三十一节来。
31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”他们回答说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。”最后我们来读罗马书。
Lastly, we will turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书我们先看一下第六章的22和23。
We'll first turn to chapter 6.Verse 22 and 23.
第六章的22和23.
Chapter 6, 22 and 23.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。第八章的第一和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 8.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。还有21还有29两节。
And then also verse 21 and verse 29.
21节来。
21.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。29.
29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。好，我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你到地上来。
Because you came to earth.
你取了奴仆的样式。
You took on the form of the servant.
为了来释放我们这些做奴仆的人。
To set all of us who are slaves free.
神的儿子来释放我们。
The Son of God came to set us free.
让我们真自由。
So that we can have true freedom.
享受在基督里面的自由。
And to enjoy the freedom that is in Christ.
让我们在这自由中长大。
And to grow up in this freedom.
让我们得着自由的荣耀。
So that we can receive the freedom in glory.
因我们得着这个救恩。
Because we have received the salvation.
乃是做神的儿子。
And now we are sons of God.
得着神圣的生命。
And now we have received a holy life.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, please open up our eyes.
主啊，求你吸引我们的心。
Please attract our hearts.
主啊，求你给我们信心。
Please give us faith.
向着你所给我们的标杆直跑。
So that we can run towards the goal.
求你祝福我们以下的时间。
Please bless the following time.
求你丰富的与我们同在。
And be with us richly and abundantly.
啊，讲的、翻的和听的弟兄姊妹们都仰望在你的手中。
We give to you the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
主，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
这么大的救恩。
Lord, for such a great salvation.
让我们能明白。
Allow us to understand.
让我们能羡慕。
Allow us to admire.
让我们能进入。
Allow us to enter in.
让我们能得着。
Allow us to gain.
让我们能彰显。
And allow us to manifest.
主啊，与我们同在。
Please be with us.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 今天讲这个题目有点受到美国总统的选举启发。
This theme today has been inspired by the presidential election.
我想2008年不仅是美国历史上一个非常重大的一年。
2008 was not only a very important year for our nation,
更是为对着全世界有重大影响的一年。
But also it had great influence upon this entire world.
美国开国200多年。
After about 200 some years,
在严重的种族问题当中度过了很长的时间。
We have gone through some very important political aspects.
但是谁都没有想到。
But no one could imagine.
去年的总统选举，一个黑人当了总统。
That an African American became our president.
可能有很多人为着新的总统上来，有的很高兴，有的人不高兴。
Perhaps there are some of us who are happy about this new president, and some who are not as happy.
但我们基督徒不需要为了这些高兴不高兴。
But as a Christian, you don't need to be happy or unhappy.
这只不过是世上的一个果。
It's just an effect in this world.
我们乃是天上的国民。
But we are citizens of heaven.
我们是属天的。
We belong to heaven.
我们的心应该系在神的国度上。
Our hearts need to be attracted to the kingdom of heaven.
但是这个选举，
However, this election
给我带来一个激励，
has brought an encouragement.
就是梦也可以成真。
That is, dreams do come true.
在45年前，
About 45 some years ago,
是1963年的时候，
In 1963,
有一个黑人牧师叫做金恩。
There was an African American pastor named Martin Luther King Jr.
他有一天带领了一群的人到华盛顿，就美国首都。
One day he brought a huge crowd of people to Washington D.C. as a protest.
站在林肯纪念堂他的铜像的面前发表了一篇演说。
And gave a speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
要激励所有的美国人。
To cause all Americans.
借着给人人平等。给人人自由这样的一个行动
to give rights and freedom to all people,
使美国成为一个伟大的国家
so that America could become a great nation.
他的题目是我有一个梦
His topic was that I have a dream.
我以前从来没有看过这篇信息
Previously, I've never really looked at his speech.
但这次我就把它看了
However, this time, I took a look at it.
我觉得他所说的话里头
I feel that his words truly are good.
有很多我们基督徒可以借用的地方。
And also many things that a Christian can also experience.
因为我们虽然得救了。
Because even though we are saved.
基督释放我们了。
Christ has set us free.
但是我们真自由了吗？
However, are we truly free?
就如同这些黑人来到美国。
Just like the African Americans as they came to America.
跟其他的美国人一样是住在这块土地上。
They are just like all other Americans. We live here.
好像看起来应当是一样。
And so on the outside, it seems as if we are the same.
但事实上他们不自由。
But in reality, they did not have freedom.
所以这篇我有一个梦的这个信息。
And so this speech, I have a dream.
我觉得我想把它另 一部分和弟兄姊妹们一同来激励。
I'd like to read just a portion to encourage brothers and sisters.
看看我们每一个人怎么样能够把它用在我们在基督的救恩里面。我们也可以自由这样的行动上。
To take a look and see how we can also experience the same freedom in Christ.
一开始说，一百年前，一位伟大的美国人签署了解放黑奴的宣言。
Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
我们今天站在他的纪念堂前，这份重要的法令要如同大光，为千百万被不公不义之火所吞噬的黑奴带来了盼望。
This momentous decree came as a great beacon of light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who have been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
他的到来如同快乐的黎明，战胜了漫漫。长夜的煎熬。
It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity.
但是一百年过去了。
But 100 years later,
我们却必须面对悲惨的事实，因为黑人仍然没有自由。
The Negro still is not free.
一百年过去了。
100 years later,
黑人们仍然在种族隔离的镣铐和种族歧视的锁链中过着悲惨的生活。
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination.
100 years 过去了。
100 years later,
黑人被孤立于物质繁华之辽阔海洋中的荒岛上。
The Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity.
100年过去了,
100 years later,
黑人仍然潦倒于美国社会的角落, 感觉到他们被放逐于自己的家园。
The Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself an exile in his own land.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做不自由？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be in slavery?
不自由就是有脚镣，有手铐。
To not have freedom means that you are bondage, in bondage.
当我们里面的生命知道我们应当行动的时候，但是我们走不动。
That means that in your life, when you need to move, you cannot move.
不自由就是说，当那里有丰富的时候，可是我们却过一个贫穷的生活。
It means that when there is abundance inside of you, you are still living a life of poverty.
不自由就是说，到处有光明，但是我们却只能躲在黑暗的角落里边。
Having no freedom means that everywhere there is light, but inside of you there is still darkness.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当基督牧师发表这篇演说的时候，
when this minister gave this speech,
他所追溯的只不过是100年前有一个人签了这么一个宣言。
He was describing how about 100 years ago there was a person who signed a proclamation.
我们呢?
What about us?
在将近2000年前,
about 2,000 some years ago,
神的儿子就已经在十字架上宣告我们自由。
The Son of God already proclaimed that we are also free.
当他断气之前所说的成了那句话,
right before he gave up his last breath and he said, it is finished.
就保证说, 所有蒙恩得救的人都应当是自由的。
He has already guaranteed that all who believe in him will also have freedom.
但是2000年过去了。
However, now some 2,000 years have passed.
我们自由了吗?
Are we really free?
在教会漫长的历史中,
after a long church history,
撒旦曾用许多的方法捆绑神的儿女。
Satan has used many different ways of binding his children. History has already passed.
但对我们活在今天的人来说,
but for us who live today,
我们作为神的儿女,
as we are children of God,
我们自由了吗?
Are we really free?
我们得着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩了吗?
Since we have received salvation from our Lord Jesus,
还是我们只不过是一个名义上的自由?
Or are you just somebody who's free on in name?
但实际上却是个奴隶。
In reality, yet you are still a slave.
今天我很想和弟兄姊妹们一同来交通这个题目。
So today I would really desire to share with you this topic.
在过去那么多讲道的机会里头,
in all of the many opportunities I have had in preaching,
我从来没有一次心里面这么激动过。
Not yet have I felt so burdened.
我现在感觉到我们看见 好像一个漫漫的长夜的煎熬要过去。
I see that there is a large, a very long darkness that needs to pass.
我们还想看见主耶稣所签的那张支票要兑现。
We need to see that we need to cash in that check that the Lord Jesus has already given to us freely.
我们感觉到圣灵正在催促我们不要在黑暗、在贫穷、在脚镣、在手铐里面继续的生活。
The Holy Spirit is crying out to us to no longer live in poverty, in bondage, and in chains.
人所签的支票尚且能够兑现。
The check that people sign, there's only a limited amount to it.
更何况是神的儿子所为我们签的支票。
However, the check that the Lord Jesus himself signs for us,
那篇宣言发表之后,
after that speech,
45年,
45 years,
非常的快。
It has gone by very fast.
不可能的事情成为真实。
The impossible have become possible.
那是什么呢?
And what is that?
那就是奴隶的后裔变成了君王。
That is the descendant of a slave has now become a king.
黑人住进了白宫。
A Negro is now living in the White House.
这是一个何等大的激励。
This is such an encouragement.
当基督宣告我们自由的时候,
when the Lord Jesus proclaimed that we are free,
他说你们就真自由了。
He said, now you are truly free.
今天我们要在这里宣告。
So today we want to proclaim,
这个自由的声音 应该在响彻神儿女的家中。
The voices of freedom need to fill God's house.
这个自由的声音应该回响在我们每个人的心里头。
The voices of freedom need to resound within our hearts.
凡有神儿女的地方，应当说宣告自由。
Wherever there is a child of God, we need to proclaim there is freedom.
约当林肯总统那一天签署了这个解放黑奴的宣言的时候。
From the day that Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
千万份的文件就印出来发行到所有被奴隶的那些州。
Thousands of decrees and thousands of slaves in all the states.
当天用万计的奴隶都听见了让他们自由的宣言。
Numberless slaves heard that proclamation.
这件事情扭转了美国南北的战争。
And that event turned around the Civil War.
很多黑人因此他们转而为联邦来效力。
And so many African Americans came to help the president.
今天我们在神的国度。
And so today as we are in the kingdom of God.
怎么我们有没有觉得我们应当达到的但我们却是远远的不够。
Brothers and sisters, do you have the feeling that the things that you need to gain, yet you still do not have enough of it?
无论是生活上
whether in your daily life,
无论是聚会上
or in church meetings,
无论是侍奉上
or in your service,
好像我们并不自由
as if you really do not yet have freedom.
神丰满的恩典能力并没有显在我们自己的身上。
God's abundant grace and power still has not been manifested in your daily life.
真是愿有一天
We hope that one day
我们能够像这一篇信息最后所说的
We can be just like what it says at the end of the speech.
他们唱一首黑人的灵歌
They spoke of a spiritual.
他说自由了自由了
And that is free at last, free at last.
感谢神最后我们终于自由了
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
在旧约圣经中
In the Old Testament,
神已经让我们看见这些榜样
God has already given us these examples.
这些人都是会做梦的人
These are all people who were dreamers.
没有梦的人很难得着神的应许
For those who cannot dream, it's very difficult for them to receive the promises of God.
梦是什么呢
What is a dream?
就是不可能的但是因着信靠着神的恩典
That is something that seems very impossible. Because of faith in God, we can gain it.
我们知道约瑟是一个很会做梦，也很会解梦的人。
We know that Joseph was one who could not only dream but also interpret dreams.
他曾经被卖为奴隶。
He previously was sold into slavery.
他也曾经被囚在监牢。
And he was also cast into prison.
他曾经接受最严厉的试探。
He was also tempted under great circumstances.
那个试探几乎是冲着他天天的压在他身上的一个试探。
That temptation was daily oppressing him.
就是他的主人的妻子天天缠着他要与他同寝。
That is, his master's wife daily bothered him, wanting to be with him.
但是约瑟得胜。
But Joseph was victorious.
所以神让他坐在宝座上。
So God allowed him to rise and sit on the throne.
管理埃及全地。
And so he could rule over all of Egypt.
另一个会做梦的人是但以理。
Another person who could dream was Daniel.
但以理是一个俘虏。
Daniel was a captive.
因为以色列国战败，犹大国战败。
Because Judah was captured and destroyed.
所以但以理和当代很多的人都被掳到巴比伦去。
So Daniel among many other people were brought as captives into Babylon.
俘虏虽然能够住在王宫
Being a captive, yet he could still live in the palace.
但还是俘虏
Yet he was still a slave.
但是但以理得胜
However, Daniel also overcame.
他不肯饮用王的酒不肯吃王的膳
He was not willing to drink the wine of the king nor to eat their food.
他不肯让世界玷污这个生命
He was not willing to let the things of this world taint his life.
因为他知道他是圣洁的种类
Because he knew that he is a descendant of the holy people.
耶和华神是以色列的神
That God Jehovah is the God of Israel.
在所有这些美物繁华引诱当中他洁净自己
That in all the beauty and splendor of the palace, he was willing to separate himself.
因此神让他坐宝座。
And so God let him sit upon a throne.
他为五个君王做宰相。
He was one among five kings.
在当代最伟大的君王手下，他统管一切。
And he ruled and governed together with the greatest king during that time.
弟兄姊妹们，奴隶的梦可以成真。
Brothers and sisters, the dream of a slave can become reality.
俘虏的梦也实现了。
And also, the dream of a captive became reality.
今天我们做基督徒。
So today, as Christians,
我们更可以有梦。
We also can dream.
在约珥书第二章二十八和二十九节说。
In Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, it says.
他说：“以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。”
It says, "It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind."
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
你们的老年人要做异梦。
Your old men will dream dreams.
少年人要见异象。
Your young men will see visions.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
Even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
五旬节，这个预言应验了。
On Pentecost, that dream, that prophecy became true.
圣灵降临，浇灌在神儿女们的身上。
The Holy Spirit was outpoured onto all the believers.
今天我们和他们得着一样的福气。
And so today, just like them, we receive the same privilege.
不仅美国可以说人人受造都平等。
Not only can we say that in America, all are equal.
我们基督徒更可以说所有重生得救的都平等。
But we can also say that among believers, among all who have the Lord Jesus, we are also equal.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能光羡慕使徒们。
We don't need to just admire the apostles.
我们不能光羡慕那些在教会历史中好像特别属灵的人。
Or just admire those who seem to be very spiritual in church history.
神从来没有意思只有叫少数人得着福气。
God never intended just a select few to receive blessing.
因为这个福气是为所有在近处的在远方的所有一切神重生的儿女们。
Because this blessing is meant for those who are here, those who are far away, and all of his children.
问题的关键是什么？
But the problem is,
我们有没有梦？
Do you have a dream?
在这里说少年人要做异梦。
Here it says that the young people will dream.
今天很多人把这个梦讲得很玄奇。
It seems as if when we speak of dreams, it's very superficial.
我愿意这样来引用。
But I'm willing to use this.
我们正是因着神所给的异象，我们产生一个梦。
Through the vision that God gives, it will cause us to have a dream.
所以有一天，我们都被磨成神儿子的形象。
That one day we will all be conformed into the image of our Lord Jesus.
不是在将来，而是在今世。
Not just in the future, but today.
不是在天堂，而是在地上。
Not in heaven, but on earth.
在我们还在肉身之中的时候，我们就要跟神说，我来了，要来兑现你所给的支票。
It's not just in the future, but right now, in our bodies, in the flesh, we want to say, Lord, we want to cash that check that you have provided for us.
从奴隶变成自由人。
To be from a slave into someone who is free.
这是基督在十字架上为我们成就救恩的时候所要得着的。
Because that is what Christ wants to gain when he died for us on the cross.
圣经中第一次提到奴隶是在创世纪第九章。
The first time there is a mention of a slave is from Genesis chapter 9.
当时在洪水之后。
That is after the flood.
挪亚就做起农夫来。
Noah became a farmer.
他就栽了一个葡萄园。
He created his own vineyard.
他就造了酒。
And then he made wine.
他就喝了葡萄酒。
And after he drank the wine,
结果挪亚失态了。
Then he became drunk.
结果他赤身。
And so he became naked.
那么他的一个儿子韩就看见了这一幕。
One of his sons, Ham, saw that.
然后他就去叫他的两个哥哥来看。
And so he went out and spoke to his two older brothers to come and see.
两个兄弟。
His two older brothers.
他那两个兄弟呢，就不敢像他这样做。
His two older brothers dared not do what he did.
他们就拿了一件衣服。
So they took a garment.
他们就后退进到父亲的面前。
And they backed up into the tent where their father was.
他就帮父亲遮盖这个羞耻。
And covered their father's nakedness.
当挪亚醒来知道这件事之后。
So after Noah awoke.
他就咒诅韩的韩的后代。
He cursed the descendants of Ham.
他说迦南必作奴仆。
He said, "Cursed be Ham, a servant of servants."
迦南的后代 要做闪的奴隶。
Ham's descendants, Canaan, will be servants to all his brothers.
迦南的后代也要做雅弗的奴隶。
And Canaan's descendants will serve Japheth and Shem.
这是奴隶的来源。
This is where the slaves came from.
所以在人类历史中也有了奴隶。
And so in history, here we see the beginning of slaves.
那么为什么迦南变成奴隶？
Why did Canaan become a slave?
原因就是迦南不服权柄。
That is, Canaan was unwilling to submit himself to authority.
因为神设立挪亚做韩的父亲。
God has established Noah to become the father of Ham.
韩就应当尊重神所设立这个权柄。
Ham ought to have respected God's authority here.
但是他因为心里不服。
But because he was unwilling to submit.
所以当权柄有错误的时候。
And so when authority was wrong.
他就这个借着这个机会来让权柄 受羞辱。
He took this opportunity to shame the authority.
这样的态度就不讨神的喜悦。
This attitude did not please God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要尊重神的权柄。
We need to respect God's authority.
我们要尊重神所设立的权柄。
We need to respect the authority that God establishes.
否则我们就落到做奴隶的地位上去。
Otherwise, we will be on the position of just a slave.
第二个做奴隶的原因
The second reason for being a slave
就刚才我们在希伯来书第二章所读到的
We just read in Hebrews chapter 2
人因为怕死所以就做了奴隶
Because man is afraid of death therefore we become slaves
做了谁的奴隶呢
Whose slaves are we?
做了掌死权的魔鬼的奴隶
We are slaves of the enemy
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们有没有想过
Have you ever thought
这件事情这么的严肃
That this matter is so serious.
到底怕死是什么意思？
What does it mean to be afraid of death?
头一个，我们当然怕我们这个身体死。
Of course, yes, we are afraid that our body will die.
的确，我们这个身体很宝贵。
And yes, our bodies are very precious.
特别是我们蒙恩得救之后。
Especially after we are saved.
我们应该觉得这个身体很宝贵。
We need to feel that our bodies are very precious.
因为我们今天聚会侍奉，就是因为有这个身体。
We can serve and we can meet because we have a body.
这个身体不在，我们就没有办法和弟兄姊妹在一起了。
If this body is not here, then we can no longer be with brothers and sisters.
我们应当盼望这个身体健康。
We hope that our bodies can be healthy.
这个身体能够被神所用。
So that our bodies can be used by God.
但我们不应当怕死。
However, we should not fear death.
基督徒如果怕死
But if Christians are afraid of death,
我们立刻就落到奴隶的地步。
Then very quickly you become a slave.
魔鬼最知道这个。
And the enemy knows this.
我们怎么怕死呢？
How are you afraid of death?
第一个就怕饿死。
First, that you're afraid of starving to death.
而且我们从来没有想过我们怕饿死。
Perhaps you've never thought of starving to death.
但是我们看看以色列人。
But as we look at the Israelites,
当他们被神带离开埃及之后，
as they were brought out of Egypt by God,
他们在旷野里面得罪神最多的是什么事情？
In the wilderness, how did they sin against God the most?
都是为了食物，都是为了喝水。
It was all because of food and drink.
他们多次的得罪神，惹他发怒。
So many times they angered God because of this.
神说他们十次发怨言，十次惹神发怒。
And so God says, 10 times have you grumbled against me, and 10 times am I angry against you.
我们今天在地上。
And so today on earth,
我们也同样的。
We are the same.
我们为什么拼命赚钱
？Why do we want to earn more money？
为什么钱？在我们心中有那么大的权势。
Why is it that wealth has such a hold of our hearts?
因为钱带给我们一个保障。
Because wealth gives us security.
带给我们心安。
It gives us rest.
它可以买食物。
Because it can buy food for us.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这两样东西。
These two things.
是相连的。
They are the same.
钱和食物。
Money and food.
就像以色列人他的拜金牛犊。和他在那里跟神争闹要吃什么
Just like the Israelites when they were worshipping the golden calf as well as grumbling against God saying what shall we eat
永远是相连的
They are always together
如果我们怕饿死
If you are afraid of starving to death
我们要做钱财的奴隶
Then you will become a slave to money
但神告诉我们
But God tells us
一个人不能侍奉两个神
Man cannot serve two gods
一个人绝不可能侍奉两个神
A person cannot serve two masters
神或者是马门 只能够选一个。
God or mammon, you must choose one.
如果我们以为我们两个都会做得很好。
If you think that you can do both well,
那是自欺。
Then you are too self-confident. You cannot.
到最后，不是马门做王，就是神做王。
At the end, if mammon is not your king, then God must be.
若是马门做王，那我们就做奴才。
If mammon is your master, then you will be a slave.
如果神做王，那我们也做王。
If God is to be king in your life, then you will also be elevated to be king.
神所给我们的生命是做王的生命。
Because the life that God has given you is a life of a king.
弟兄姊妹，马门和神，你选哪一个？
So, brothers and sisters, mammon or the Lord, which one will you choose?
今天对基督徒来说，我们也讲福音。
To a Christian, yes, we speak of the gospel.
但是我们的福音不是进不进天堂的问题。
But our gospel is not just a matter of whether or not you enter into heaven.
我们的福音乃是进不进天国得不得奖赏的问题。
Our gospel is whether or not you enter into the kingdom of heaven and you receive a reward.
我们得救之后我们还是可以爱世界的。
After you are saved, yes, you can love the world.
我们还可以去追逐马门的。
You can also serve mammon.
但是我们就必定失去了进天国的福分。
But then you will lose out on the portion of entering into the kingdom of God.
因为一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Because one person cannot serve two masters.
第二个我们怕死是什么呢？
Second, when we are afraid of death, what is it?
怕病死。
We are afraid of illness.
因此我们就要做到身体的奴隶。
And so we become the slave to our bodies.
怕饿死我们就做钱财的奴隶。
When we are afraid of starving to death, we serve money.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天这个网络非常的发达。
Because the internet is so widespread.
有太多的人都在关心你的身体。
So many people are very concerned about your health.
如果我们去注意这些东西的话呢，那你整天都没安息。
If you pay attention to all these things, you will have no rest.
我们盼望我们身体健康。
We hope that we remain healthy.
但是你的健康不是依靠那些东西。
But your health is not just to rely upon all those outward things.
就如同我们的食物也不是光依靠金钱。
Just like your food is not based upon simply money.
因为神已经应许了。
Because God has already spoken.
我们只要先求他的国和他的义。
As long as you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们所需的一切东西他都要赐给我们。
Then all the things that you need he will give to you.
那同样的。
Same way.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
我们应当把身体献上当作活祭。
That you need to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们应当让这个身体被神所用。
Then your bodies can be used by God.
那使徒告诉我们说。
The apostles also tell us.
我们的身子如果为着神，神就为我们的身子。
If your body is for God, then God is for your body.
如果我们只为我们的身子，没有让身子为着神，那我们就只有受苦。
If you are only for your body and not for God, then you will only suffer at the end.
我们不是不需要注意我们的身体。
It's not that you just pay attention to your body.
但是我们不是靠那些东西来维持我们的健康。
But it's not that we rely on all those other things to maintain our health.
何况那里面还有很多的错误。
Because in those things, perhaps there's also many mistakes.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们呢，
so dear brothers and sisters,
不要太注意这些东西。
You don't need to pay too much attention to it.
我们更多把我们的身体献给神。
We need to offer our bodies to the Lord.
有谁能够保管我们的身体比神保管得更好？
Who else can care for your body better than our Lord?
有谁能够祝福我们的身体比神祝福得更多？
Who else can bless your body more than the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，当然我们有我们当尽的责任。
Of course, yes, we have our own responsibility as well.
因为我们还在世界上，还在肉身中。
Because we are still in the flesh, still here on earth.
我们应当顺着自然律来生活。
Yes, we need to live and abide under the natural law.
我们不能够滥用我们的身体。
We can't abuse our bodies.
身体该休息的时候，我们应当当的休息。
When you need to rest, please rest.
身体该吃一些对的东西，我们不要乱吃。
When you need to eat the right foods, don't just eat junk food.
身体吃够了我们就不要吃太多。
Once you've eaten enough, don't overeat.
对我们有害的东西，我们就不要吃。
If there are things that are not beneficial, don't touch it.
这些我们基本的是我们要做的。
These are very basic.
但如果我们去操心，怎么样让他身体能够多活几年？
But if you are worried about how you can live a couple more years,
我们就会做身体的奴隶。
Then you will become a slave to your own body.
好，所以第二个点。人的怕死是怕什么死呢？
So secondly, when we are afraid, what are of death, what is it?
我们怕这个肉体死了。
We are afraid that our physical bodies will die.
因此我们就做了罪的奴隶。
And so then we become also the slaves of sin.
我们非常愿意救我们那个肉体的。
Yes, we desire for our bodies to be saved.
什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
我们举一个例子。
For example.
比如说我们明明错了。
Let's say that you obviously are wrong.
应该跟人道歉的。
And you need to apologize.
但是呢，我们找了很多的理由，让我们自己舒服一点。
But you give many excuses to appease your own conscience.
那就是救自己。
That means you're trying to save yourself.
那就是救肉体。
That means you're trying to save yourself, your flesh.
那我们知道神的命令。
However, God's command.
那我们违反了命令的。
You have already, you've already disobeyed God's command.
我们会为自己找理由。
And you've already tried to find excuses for yourself.
设法要救我们这个肉体。
You're trying to save your own flesh.
结果我们做了奴隶。
And then you become a slave.
做什么奴隶呢？
What slave are you?
我们就做了眼目情欲的奴隶。
You have become the slave of emotion and lust.
今天有多少的东西？
There are so many things.
人的眼睛看不尽。
There are so many things that we see with our eyes.
所以我们忙得不得了。
And so we're so busy.
电视让我们忙得不得了。
The TV allows us to be so busy.
电脑也让我们忙得不得了。
The computer as well.
魔鬼真聪明。
The enemy is so smart.
哎呀，他就把这两个东西给全世界的人。
He has given these two things to everyone in this world.
啊，给的越大越好。
The greater it is, the better.
啊，这个频道越多越好。
The more channels you have, the better it is.
哦。现在不仅美国那个频道很多，台湾那个小小的地方好像也有100多个频道还是多少，我搞不清楚。
Not to speak of just America, but a small island like Taiwan, there's more than 100 some channels on TV.
哦，光那些频道，你把它找完了，你要花到上几个钟头了。
If you are just to flip through all the different channels, you've already wasted several hours.
何况正在转的时候。
And then when you're changing.
魔鬼就来了。
Without being aware, the enemy comes.
他就把一个钩子就送来了。
He has already given you this hook.
罪是有毒钩的。
Sin hooks you in.
他一旦勾住了一个人，他就不肯放。
Once it hooks you, it won't let go.
所以为什么人会上瘾？
So why is it that people get addicted?
因为罪有毒钩。
Because sin has a hook.
魔鬼到处在放这个钩子。
And everywhere the enemy is hooking people.
箴言告诉我们。
And so, Proverbs tell us,
我们不要像无知的少年。
Don't be like that foolish woman.
明知那里有淫妇，我们的脚还往她家里走去。
That you are to follow into that wave after the foolish woman.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
世界也不会给你什么好东西。
The world will not give you anything good.
最好的也不过是世俗的东西而已。
The best things, it's still temporary.
啊，世俗。This is worldly.
The quality...The quality?
Worldly. 就是那个他给我们东西是一个刺激性的东西。
It's still, the things that the enemy gives us is still...
何况我们还有很多仇敌给的罪恶的东西。
And still the enemy gives us many things that cause us to sin.
所以我们要注意我们的眼睛。
And so we need to be careful with our eyes.
如果我们要做一个自由人。
If you want to be someone who is free.
我们的眼睛首先要得释放。
First, your eyes need to be set free.
太多的东西
Too many things.
吸引我们的眼目
It attracts your attention.
第二个我们做了肉体情欲的奴隶
Secondly, we become slaves to our flesh and passions.
眼目看完之后就是肉体的动作
After you see things, then you act upon it.
所以仇敌非常的聪明
And so the enemy is very smart.
他把最邪恶的东西放到家里边去
He puts the most evil things into the home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
只要你是拥有电视的
As long as you have a television,
拥有电脑的
You have a computer,
我们都得小心
You need to be careful.
无论年轻无论年老
Whether young or old,
我们没有一个人可以有免疫力
Not one person can resist it.
因为今天肉体还在我们里面
Because the flesh is still in us.
所以主耶稣没有叫我们祷告说我进去你叫我能够胜过他
Now, the Lord Jesus doesn't tell us that we just pray, Lord, allow me to go in and overcome it.
主耶稣只有到叫我们祷告说，叫我们不要遇见试探。
The Lord Jesus tells us that we need to resist temptation, not even meet it.
救我们脱离那恶者。
So that we could be set free from the enemy.
所以如果我们是自愿进去的。
And so if you willingly go in,
那我们的祷告怎能够蒙垂听？
Then how can God hear your prayer?
仇敌怎肯放过这个奴隶？
How is it that the Lord will set us free from the enemy?
那么第三个，我们怕什么死呢？
How are we afraid of death?
我们怕我们的面子死了。
We are afraid of our We are afraid for our fame or respect.
我们中国人有一句话叫死要面子。
Chinese people are afraid of losing face.
所以我们如果死要面子，那我们就变成今生骄傲的奴隶。
If you only want to save your face, then you become a slave to your pride.
我们因为有这个骄傲，
because of this pride,
我们就要跟人比了。
Then we're comparing ourselves with others.
中国人说人比人就气死人了。
There's a Chinese saying that if you compare yourself with other people, then you will make other people mad at you.
气越多呢，你就越想跟他比。
And the more you make other people upset, the more you want to compare yourself with them.
因为呢，吞不下那口气。
Because you can't swallow down your own pride.
但是这个骄傲，
However, this pride,
就带我们爬一座永远你达不到的山。
You are climbing a mountain that you can never reach the summit.
你不知道那个山顶在哪里。
You don't know where that mountaintop is.
比呀比呀，我们就老了。
You compare yourself with one another until you are old.
比呀比呀，我们就不见了。
You compare yourself with others to the point where you no longer exist.
我们跟人家比穿衣服。
We compare our clothing.
我们比跟人家戴首饰。
We compare our earrings.
我们跟人家比汽车。
We compare automobiles.
比房子。
We compare houses.
比儿女。
We compare children.
比薪水。
We compare salaries.
比存款。
And also income and savings. Brothers and sisters.
如果我们这样一比的时候呢，
When you compare,
我们就必定是做奴隶。
Then you become a slave.
我们把我们的眼目转向神。
You need to turn your attention to the Lord.
那圣经的话告诉我们说，有衣有食就当知足。
The Bible tells us that you are to be satisfied if you are fed and clothed.
所以我们不需要怕这些死。
So you do not need to be afraid of dying in all these different ways.
我们真正要怕的是什么呢？
What do you need to really be afraid of?
那个罪所带来的死。
And that is the death that sin brings.
就是罗马书第六章二十三节所告诉我们的。
And so in Romans chapter 6 verse 23 it tells us.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们正要怕的。
Brothers and sisters, that is what you need to be afraid of.
那是感谢神。
However, we thank God.
在主那里仍然有恩典。
That in the Lord there is grace.
纵然我们有很多的失败。
Even though we have many failures.
但是保罗在加拉太书跟我们宣告。
However, Paul also tells us in the book of Galatians,
基督释放了我们，叫我们得自由。
Christ has set us free so that we can have true freedom.
加拉太书第五章可以说是基督徒的自由宪章。
Galatians chapter 5 could be the proclamation, the emancipation proclamation for all Christians.
如果林肯和马丁路德金他们被杀，能够叫黑人得释放。
If Martin Luther King as well as Abraham Lincoln were martyred for freedom,
能够让黑人的后裔做君王。
So that their descendants can be kings.
那么神的儿子耶稣，他的被杀，岂不能够叫我们也能够得胜，自由做君王？
Then also likewise, our Lord Jesus, he was also sacrificed and he died so that we can also be set free.
弟兄姊妹们，主所给我们的支票正等待我们去兑现。
Brothers and sisters, the check that the Lord gives us, he waits for you to cash it.
这张支票绝对不会说资金不足退票。
This cash will never say insufficient funds.
因为主曾经告诉我们。
Because the Lord has told us.
他说我的恩典是够你用。
My grace is sufficient.
我的恩典是够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
神从来没有要我们自己去达到他的目标。
The Lord has never asked you by yourself to attain to his goal.
所有不能达到目标的人，
All those who cannot attain to the goal,
要么就是不认识真理,
is because you do not understand the truth,
要么就是不相信神的话,
or you do not believe in his words.
没有别的理由。
There's no other reason.
如果我们认识,
if you believe, if you know,
如果我们相信,
if you believe,
神就要带我们达到,
then God will bring you to the point where you can attain it.
在加拉太书第四章,
in Galatians chapter 4,
有两个重点。
There are two very important points.
啊，要我们脱离奴仆的轭。
First, we are to be delivered from the yoke of slavery.
啊，要我们离开世俗的小学。
And also to leave the elemental things of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，什么是奴仆的轭？
Brothers and sisters, what is the yoke of slavery?
这个轭就是架在牛身上，叫它只有听使唤而不能自由的东西。
The yoke is something that is placed upon oxen so that it can only go where the master tells it to go. It has no freedom of its own.
这个世界制造了很多很多的轭。
This world also has many yokes.
我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
如果有一个东西你离不开。
Let's say that there is something that you cannot leave behind.
你知道要离开，但是你离不开。
You know that you need to put it aside, but you cannot.
那就是奴仆的轭。
That is a yoke of slavery.
弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
我们刚才提到了很多关于物质上的东西。
We spoke of many materialistic things.
精神上的东西。
Things of this world.
但在心灵里面有没有轭呢？
However, are there also yokes within our hearts?
有的。
Yes.
也许我们以为我们在追求属灵。
Perhaps you may think because you are pursuing after spiritual things.
但是如果你到了一个地步。
However, you get to a certain point.
认为只有一个特定的形式啊，才能满足你。
Only when you go through a certain motion or thing can you be satisfied.
我们只喜欢那些特别能够刺激我们感觉的那种的操练。
You only like the exercises and the things that cause you to be inspired.
我们喜欢那些神迹奇事异能。
You like supernatural things or things that are wondrous.
那也可能成为我们的轭。
Perhaps that also can become your yoke.
基督还不够吗？
Then is Christ not enough?
基督还不够解我们的干渴吗？
Can Christ quench your thirst?
我们里面的满足难道还比不上外面的这些感觉吗？
Is the satisfaction that you receive on the inside?
所以我们要问问自己。
Is it enough for you? So you need to ask yourself.
我有没有被奴仆的轭辖制？
Have I been under the yoke of the slavery?
在物质上。
In materialistic things.
在精神上。
In my life.
精神上就是那个。
Or psychologically.
是在心灵上。
Or within your heart.
我们都不要受他的辖制。
You do not want to be under such bondage.
我们要求那位已经来到地上释放我们的。
We need to ask he who has already come to this world to set us free.
叫他来释放我们自由。
To give us freedom.
释放我们的心。
To set our hearts free.
释放我们的心。
To set our hearts free.
我们的心首先要自由。
So for our hearts to really gain freedom.
不要被任何的东西辖制。
And not be in bondage to anything.
释放我们的心来爱神。
To set our hearts free to love the Lord.
不要爱世界。
And not love this world.
因为主说，爱世界，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
The Lord also tells us that if the love of the world is in you, then the love of the Father is not in you.
释放我们的心来爱人。
We need to have our hearts set free to love men.
我们不要单爱自己。
And not only love ourselves.
我们要走出去。
We need to walk out.
我们要看见有许多的福音朋友。
When we see so many gospel friends,
他们需要我们跟他们传福音。
They need us to share the gospel with them.
需要我们的关怀。
And they need for us to care about them.
需要我们的安慰。
They need our comfort.
需要我们的帮助。
They need our help.
我们要把我们的钱财给出去。
We need to give materialistic things as well.
我们要给得出去。
We need to be able to give.
让我们心不被钱财所辖制。
So that our hearts are not in bondage by money.
我们因为爱人的缘故。
Because we love others.
我们能够赦免。
We can forgive.
弟兄姊妹，爱和赦免是我们必须要去追求的东西。
We need to pursue after love and forgiveness.
因为我们跟弟兄姊妹们在一起。
Because we are together with brothers and sisters.
我们不可能不彼此相碰的。
Of course, we will rub against each other sometimes.
我们不可能不彼此得罪的。
Yes, sometimes we may offend one another.
我们赦免了我们弟兄了没有？
Have you forgiven your brethren?
我们饶恕了得罪我们的人没有？
Have you forgiven those who have offended you?
我们原谅我们的配偶了没有？
Have you forgiven your spouse?
原谅我们的父母了没有？
And also forgiven your parents?
原谅我们的儿女了没有？
Have you also forgiven your children?
原谅我们的上司了没有？
And also forgiven your bosses.
原谅了我们的同事了没有？
And also your fellow coworkers.
原谅了朋友了没有？
And also forgiven your friends.
让姊妹们一个饶恕的心，是叫我们真自由。
A heart that is able to forgive allows you to have true freedom.
不要被不肯饶恕的恶把我们紧紧的捆住。
Do not be in the yoke of an unforgiving heart.
否则我们只有永远做奴隶。
Otherwise, you will forever be a slave.
求神释放我们，让我们来爱生命，不要爱最终之乐。
We need the Lord to set us free so that we can love life and not the things in death.
弟兄姊妹，神给的这个生命是何等的宝贵。
The life that the Lord Jesus has given us is so precious.
我们要用我们所有的可能。
We need to use everything that we have.
用我们所有的智慧。
All of our wisdom.
用我们所有的机会。
All of the opportunities that we have.
用各种的方法。
And all the different ways.
要使这个生命长大。
To allow this life to grow up.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
世界把我们抢去太多的时间了。
The world has taken up so much of our time.
你把它仔细算一算。
If you were to count it.
你一个礼拜有多少时间是可以花在主的身上。
How much time in a week have you given to the Lord?
何来照顾生命。
That you have to grow in your life.
因为世界占我们太多的原因。
Because the world has taken up so much of our time.
我们可能即使有时间，我们也没有力气了。
Even if you do have time, you have no more energy left.
弟兄姊妹，要征战。
Brothers and sisters, we need to
要祷告。
We need to pray.
不要被他辖制。
To not be in such bondage.
我们要爱神的家，不要单爱我们自己的家。
We need to love God's house, not only your own house.
我们一个小家。固然我们要宝贵它。
Yes, we need to treasure our own families.
我们应该好好宝贵神给我们的配偶。
Yes, we need to treasure the spouse that God has given to us.
我们应该好好彼此相爱。
Yes, we need to love one another.
照神的话生活在一起。
And according to God's word to live together.
在基督徒夫妻的心中，根本不应该有离婚这两个字。
And among Christian spouses, never to have the word divorce.
我们不要轻易得罪神。
We do not want to sin against God.
我们是应该爱我们的家。
We need to love our families.
好好教养我们的儿女。
And to also bring up our children well.
但不是用世界的办法。
But not using the methods of the world.
也不是用我们自己的办法。
Nor our own methods.
我们千万不要以为我们很聪明。
Never think that you are smart enough.
我们把我们的儿女紧紧地捆住。
That you tie up your own children.
好像把你的理想，把你的整个野心都要灌输在他们身上。
That you give your own logic and your own thinking upon them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我告诉你,
I want to tell you.
如果我们这样的时候，我们很快就失望了。
When you do this, you will be disappointed.
人一定叫我们失望的。
Yes, people will disappoint you.
但是如果我们肯来爱神的家。
However, if you are willing to love God's house.
把我们的儿女们都带到神的家来。
And bring your children into God's house.
神的家有什么丰富？
Then whatever abundance there is in God's house.
我们和我们的儿女都应当享受这个丰富。
Then you and your children will enjoy of this abundance.
千万不要以为我们自己比神的家更丰富。
Never think that your own family is more abundant than God's house.
那是我们眼瞎。
That means that you are blind.
弟兄姊妹，如果你爱你的儿女的话，
If you love your children,
把他好好带到教会里面来。
Bring them to church.
各种聚会，祷告聚会，读经聚会，主日聚会，让他们进来。
All of these meetings, prayer meetings, Bible studies, Sunday meetings, bring your children.
就是刚满月的 baby 都应当带来。
Even those who are just a month old, you can still bring them.
神的家有粮食。
In God's house, there is provision.
不仅有话语的供应。
Not only provision in words.
更有灵里的供应。
But also provision in the spirit.
我们聚在一起的时候。
As we gather together.
主在我们中间。
God is among us.
圣灵在那里运行。
The spirit is moving.
弟兄姊妹，有比这个更好的福气吗？
Is there any better privilege than this?
难道我们还要用我们自己的手，用我们自己有限的智慧，去把我们的儿女们圈在我们自己的小小的圈子吗？
Or do you think that you want to bring up your children using your own hands, your limited wisdom?
让我们脱离我们自己的愚昧。
We need to be set free from our own foolishness.
让我们一同来爱神的家。
We need to together love God's house.
让以神的家为我们的中心。
And let God's house be our center.
神家的兴旺为我们的喜乐。
And so God's hope, God's house will become our joy.
神的家若是衰微，我们应当悲哀。
If God's house is weak, then we need to also mourn.
我们作为神的儿女。
As God's children.
如果不爱神的家。
If you do not love God's house.
我们对得起神吗？
Then how can you face the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
愿神释放我们。
May the Lord set us free.
让我们脱离贫民窟里面的生活。
May we be set free from a life of poverty and weakness.
我们不要以为福音朋友才会做浪子。
Don't think that just gospel friends are prodigals.
神的儿女照样可以做浪子。
Yes, even God's children can also be prodigals.
那个从耶利哥跑到从耶路撒冷跑到耶利哥的那个人。
The person who went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
他的遭遇要作为我们的警戒。
His curse is a reminder to us, a warning.
因为离开了神所在。
Because he left God's house.
他被剥光了衣服。
He became naked.
大大的被羞辱。
And he was shamed.
他被打得半死。
He was stricken.
严重的被伤害。
And he was harmed to the point of death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天神把我们摆在基督里。
When the Lord has placed us in Jesus.
这就是我们应当在的地方。
This is the place we ought to remain.
基督里是我们的地位，也是我们的权利。
Our position and privilege is in Christ.
不要再回到亚当。
Don't return back to Adam.
今天我们的心与神的家的距离近还是远呢？
Is our heart far or very near to God's house?
我们感谢主，有很多弟兄姊妹，他们肯跑很远的路去。
We thank the Lord that there are many brothers and sisters who drive very long distance to come.
我们要彼此更加的勉励。
We need to mutually encourage one another.
让我们能够在神给我们的感动中、光照中来悔改。
So we need to repent under His moving and His light.
如我们正在向着离开。耶路撒冷离开神家的这个路上走
so that if we are walking on the way that is away from Jerusalem towards Jericho
让我们快快的回转
let us turn back quickly
不要积蓄神的愤怒
and not to cause stir up God's wrath
他的宽容那是等候我们悔改
His mercy and acceptance is waiting for us to repent
他的宽容不要让我们误以为我们是对的
His acceptance is so that we will not think that we are right.
有一首诗歌讲得非常好。
There is a very good hymn.
要我们珍惜时间。
That teaches us to redeem our time.
我们真是要让神让我们来珍惜时间。
We need to ask the Lord to help us to redeem our time.
像保罗所说的，要爱惜光阴。
Just like what Paul says to redeem our time.
那首歌怎么说呢
？What does that hymn say?
他说：“今生若比永恒长。”让我们吃喝快乐吧。
If this life is longer than eternity, let us just eat and drink.
今生若比永恒长，让我们赚取金银吧。
If this life is longer than eternity, then let us just seek after wealth and money.
今生若比永恒长，让我们随心所欲吧。
If this life is longer than eternity, then let our hearts seek after whatever it wants.
管他的生命尽头有没有方向，有没有目的，有没有答案。
It doesn't matter if at the end of this life there is no direction, no purpose, no answer.
有人可能喜欢过这样糊涂的生活。
Perhaps there are some people who like to live in that way.
但是我们弟兄姊妹中间没有一个人是这样。
But among brothers and sisters, not one of us ought to be like that.
因为神的旨意是要把我们在基督里面磨成他儿子的形象。
Because God's will is for us to be molded and conformed into the image of His Son.
如同一粒种子，它掉在一个地方。
Just like a seed when it falls into one place.
无论环境有多么的艰难。
No matter how difficult the circumstances.
那个种子，它是挣扎的。拼命的要发芽，要露出来，要见阳光。
That seed will struggle, it will grow, and it will sprout until it reaches the sunlight.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们在地位上来说，是已经脱离埃及，是已经跟世界分别的人。
Positionally speaking, we have already left Egypt, and we are already separated from this world.
那我的心不再回去。
So let our hearts not go back.
那个只不过是为奴之家。
That is only a house of slavery.
那个不是神儿子的家。
That is not the house of God's son.
那不是自由之家。
That is not a house of freedom.
埃及再好，也不过是尼罗河。
No matter how good Egypt is, it is just a. A very narrow river.
尼罗河做什么
？What is this narrow river?
尼罗河就是把以色列那些男孩子。浸死在里面的那条河。
It is a river where all the sons, are drowned.
不要以为世界这条河非常的丰富。
Don't think that the river of this world is so rich and abundant.
它只会杀死属灵的生命。
It will only kill the spiritual life.
环在你里面射得越深的，就死得越透。
Those who are deeper into this river, they will die even greater.
我们得救的时候
And as we are saved,
我们唱诗歌说爱救了我
When we sing the hymn that love lifted me,
我进了安全
And now I am saved.
是的，在主救我们的那一刻我们实在是安全了
Yes, we are saved as soon as the Lord has saved you.
但几年之后
But after several years,
弟兄姊妹，我们还安全吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you still saved?
我们是不是掉在尼罗河里面？我们还不知道呢。
Have you fallen into that river and didn't even know it?
所以神要呼召我们进入迦南。
And so the Lord calls you to enter into Canaan.
迦南地也有一条河。
Yes, there is also a river flowing through Canaan.
约旦河。
And that is the River Jordan.
虽然规模远远赶不上尼罗河。
Even though it cannot be compared at all with the other river.
但却是一条供应生命的河。
But yes, this river is one that will supply life.
并且神的儿女一定要过约旦河。
And all of God's children must cross the River Jordan.
光在约旦河的旁边还不行。
You can't just stay at the banks of the River Jordan.
过约旦河进到河西那边去。
You need to cross over the river.
那才是神的旨意。
That is God's will.
那才是牛奶与蜜之地。
And that is the land flowing with milk and honey.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天世界和基督正是这两个对照。
The world and the Lord Jesus, they are in conflict.
世界就是当年的埃及。
The world is just like Canaan of old.
基督就是当年的迦南地。
Christ is the Canaan of old.
在基督那里有生命河。
In Christ there is a river of life.
从宝座那里不断的流淌。
That constantly flows from the throne.
圣灵是活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit is the river of life.
若我们肯脱离卑贱。
So that we can be set free from the old nature.
从世界里边圣别出来。
To be set free and set apart from the world.
我们就能够畅饮于生命的活泉。
So now we can gain access to the river of life.
神的儿女应当是充满生命。
All of God's children need to be full of life.
要祷告的时候应该就能祷告。
So that when it's time to pray, you can pray.
看见饼杯应该有感动的。
So that when you see the bread and the cup, you will be moved.
读经交通的时候应该是有东西的。
That when it's time to fellowship in the word, you have something to share.
你在那里还有生命树的果子。
And there we also find the fruits of life.
弟兄姊妹，让我们不仅人出了埃及。
Not only have you left Egypt,
我们的心也同样离开埃及。
Your hearts also need to leave Egypt.
但愿我们有一个梦。
May we all have a dream.
基督是我们自由。
Christ gives us freedom.
我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
As we are being transformed into the image of the Son.
有一天我们可以与基督一同作王。
One day we will reign together with him.
来兑现主在十字架上所给我们的支票。
And we will be able to cash that check that the Lord Jesus has given us.
我们再说。
And again we say.
主在那里说恩典，我的恩典是够你用的。
That God's grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because his power is made perfect in your weakness.
那什么我这样讲。
So brothers and sisters, as I say this.
我已经知道。
It's not that I know it.
更不是说我已经得着。
Not even to speak that I have gained it.
但是我知道远远的那里有一个迦南美。
But I know that very far away there is that land of Canaan.
我知道世界和那里的区别是何等的大。
I know that there is a great difference between that place and the world.
所以要竭力地向前。
So I want to pursue forward.
脱离奴仆的恶。
To leave behind the yoke of slavery.
脱离我们自己肉体所有一切的情欲。
To be able to leave all the bondage of my flesh.
向着标杆直跑。
To run towards the goal.
要得神在基督里面召我们来得的奖赏。
To gain the reward that God wants us to gain in Christ Jesus.
同志们，我们来唱一首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, let's sing a hymn.
586首。诗歌586首。
586。
让我们来唱第一节和第三节。
We will sing just stanza 1 and 3.
好吧，我们弟兄姊妹大家同起立。
Shall we all stand?
我们来跟主说。
And we will say to the Lord.
我愿意住在基督里。
I'm willing to abide and live in Christ.
我愿意活在生命里。
I'm willing to live in this life.
我们唱第一和第三节。
Stanza 1 and 3.
唱完以后，主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候
Because as we were dead in our sins and transgressions
你把我们救出来
You have already saved us
我们活了
And now we live
并且是要为你而活
And we live for you
感谢主把一个又宝贵又圣洁的生命赐给我们
Lord, thank you for giving us this precious and holy life
这是神的生命
Because this is God's life This is a life that cannot be tainted by the world.
主啊，帮助我们从世界中圣别出来。
Lord, please separate us out from this world.
让我们单单的来爱神。
So that we would love you alone.
让我们心所有一切的追求就是你自己。
Lord, everything that we seek after is nothing else but you.
主啊，让我们有力量。
Lord, give us strength.
征战可以得胜。
So that we could win in this battle.
靠你得胜。
That we could overcome according to you.
借着生命圣灵的律。
Because through the law of spirit of life,
把我们就脱离罪和死的律
that we could be set free from the law of bondage and of sin.
借着神儿子的真理
through the truth of the Son,
释放我们
set us free.
主啊，释放我们
set us free.
为你而活
to live for you.
被磨成你自己的形象
so that we can be transformed into your image.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的圣名
in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.